This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed a bill today that bans most flavored tobacco sales. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
Hancock rejected a bill passed by city lawmakers that would have banned things like menthol cigarettes and fruity vape liquids. He said he would rather see a statewide or metro area ban on these products. Bill sponsors said they hoped the ban would reduce youth smoking rates. Hancock agreed with the goal, but said the bill fell short. He noted it would have a negative impact on businesses that rely on flavored tobacco sales. It's only the second time Hancock has ever used his veto power. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Governor Polis will not reinstate a statewide mask mandate, saying the emergency phase of the pandemic is over. He spoke on CPR's Colorado Matters.
You don't tell people what to wear. You don't tell people to wear a jacket when they go out in winter and force them to. If they get frostbite, it's their own darn fault. If you haven't been vaccinated, that's your choice. I respect that. But, you know, it's your fault when you're in the hospital with COVID.
The governor says masking indoors can help reduce the risk of getting COVID. Polis also released a statement saying he supports local public health officials taking actions to limit the spread of disease. Former Idaho Springs police officer Nicholas Hanning has pled guilty to assault for his involvement in tasing an unarmed 75-year-old man. Michael Clark's attorney says his client suffered a stroke during the arrest. Hanning will be sentenced next month. There is a winter storm warning until 6 this evening for the Central Mountains. This is CPR News.